I'm like laughing. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Venus, Aphrodite, né dans l'île de Crète. Et Aphrodite est pleine de froid et naissant de l'écume de mer, on entend claquer les dents à cause de la chair de poule virginale qui la découvre tout entière, son corps. Et ceux qui assistent à la naissance de Vénus prennent des coquilles et ils accentuent avec la percussion des coquilles le claquement des dents d'Aphrodite. Et à ce moment-ci, le mythe passe de l'île de Crète à l'Espagne et ces coquilles que dans la tradition après de la naissance de Vénus, où ils avaient été interdits dans la musique. En Espagne, on les fait en bois. Et c'est pour ça que les castagnettes, en espagnol, ça s'appelle crotados. Ce qui veut dire ce qui vient de Crète. Donc, quand vous voyez les danseurs espagnols avec les castagnettes, ce bruit n'est pas autre que le claque des dents primitives d'Aphrodite à sa naissance, quand il avait été recouvert par la première congénitale chair de mouille. Et à ce moment, la voie lactée, qui est la plus érogène de tous, et c'est la voix d'une mamelle d'une déesse qui scelle le ciel.
Learning and discovering new awarenesses about myself and about the continuation of the process of life. It doesn't stop at death. It continues to go on, eternal.
Albert, I've got to know with you. You've got to tell me something about yourself that makes me believe that I'm talking to you. People say, articles say that you died in Attic, didn't you?
I cannot really prove to you unless you are willing to believe. My presence and my energy will confirm that within you. Do you trust? I know your own feelings. You have to understand within you, and if you feel it, you will know it.
I want to believe. I want to believe. So tell me. Tell me something about when you die that I can predict. Were you mad?
Yes.
Did you die home?
I got it home. As the paper sent home. What happened when you died? The experience was very, very different. I remember myself when I had first fallen to the floor, collapsed, because I was experiencing some anguishing pain. I stopped breathing and last remember that I was gasping for breath. And as I gasped, I felt like my life was leaving it. I didn't want to leave.
Thank you.
to fix that bridge. What are they doing with our tax dollars?
Here's the cops. Here's the cops. Well, I'm pressing charges now.
My name is spelled S-A-R-A-H. Sarah with an A.
Yeah, put me on there. Put me on.
This baby was just swinging in the backyard, minding his own business, while a masked man climbs over the fence. Baby had no idea what was happening, but when things were about to get serious, a secret hero appears and saves the day.
This and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Allahu Akbar. From Disney and Pixar, a story about fear, respect, and finding common ground 30,000 feet in the air, 812.
This is me. I like pink. I like sparkles. And that makes me stand out.
Nice ears, dude. Meow for us.
They laugh. They push. But I don't want to hide anymore.
How come Dad's walking all stiff like that? Beats me. And why is Mom giggling so much? Strange.
Coming to theaters this Christmas.
I love men! You'll never catch me! I love men! Back here. I love men! Hear that?
How much have you had to drink tonight, sir?
10 shots of whiskey and 6 beers.
I see. However, that's still no excuse for letting your wife drive. You should have called an Uber.
Here he goes, Professor Hawking dropping in. X Games history right here.
Rolling smooth. Look at that speed.
Up the opposite wall. Oh, the wheel catches.
I am perfectly
fine. Listen to this.
It's like one. That's not looking good.
Baby, that's what it's all about. Hey, you know it. Here we control your likeness and your every move. Here you're no longer real. I'm no longer real.
Look at them. Aren't they little sweethearts? Perfect watching machines. Controlling their every move. Making sure every piece of clothing is washed.
You know, like you want to protect somebody's feelings or, you know...
Boston police say they have arrested a man who allegedly set a police cruiser on fire during one of those so-called street takeovers back in October.
Police say a group of teenagers started attacking people for no apparent reason in the Center City area.
Hey, you ever see that movie with Meryl Streep and the horse? And then you go, yes. Then evacuated, what the hell am I lying about over here?
Because kings were good. Kings were strong.
But I'm having a good time.
Kings were the best of everything.
The other day, man.
Would you like to
take this dog store? These things are expensive. None of these dogs. Can you believe it? I had no idea.
These conditions are normal wear results.
You know, $600 dog, and you know, I don't want to buy a big $600 dog. I was looking to pay, you know, a buck, something like that. $2? I don't know. That was, my ceiling was $2, and this guy's talking $600. So the guy says, you want advice? Is this a pit bull? This will protect your valuables. You know? And I don't have a lot of valuable things there, folks. I don't own a lot, you know? I mean, I buy the pit bull. That would be the most valuable thing I own.
Sightwise.
I'd have to buy something to protect it, you know? I'd be out shopping for Wolverines, you know? Down to the Wolverine store the next day. But I don't want a pit bull. That's a crazy dog, man. That'd just rip your throat out, that dog, you know? You don't want a dog like that. I don't even know where that dog came from. Either. When I was a kid, there weren't any pit bulls. And then, how the hell is that happen? Just dogs show up like that. Buy a dog. I always, when I'm buying my dogs, you know, I always think to myself, I go, hey, if this dog were to go berserk, you know, would I be able to take him? You know, I think that to myself. I got one of them wiener dogs, you know, that's a nice dog. I could be never, like, jump up and rip your throat out. That can't happen. You know? You'd have to be lying down. That'd be the only way you could have a chance. You know? You'd have to be sleeping, like you're lying down to sleep. And it may be the wiener dog sneak up late at night and starts nibbling at your throat there, you know? And then, you know, maybe by daybreak he's fine. He's got a hold of a vein. He's pulling out a vein. You know? And you wake up and go, oh, get away from me, a wiener dog. What the hell are you doing there? What do you think you are, a pit bull or something? You're nothing but a wiener dog. That's all you ever will be. No, I love my wiener dog. The worst they can give you, maybe you get a hickey. That's about all you can get. You know? That's embarrassing, folks. You ever have a hickey? Oh, my Lord, huh? Walking down the street there, you got an embarrassing hickey. You got to try to, the people see you in the street, you know, to go, hey, hey, you got a wiener dog over there, huh? And then you go, ah. But I don't know. I love my dog. I buy it. So you ever buy a gift for your dog? I feel like a jackass. Now you're going out buying it. I got him one of them bones. I thought he wanted like one of them rubber bones, you know? I thought that's a good gift for a dog, you know? And I give it to my dog. And my dog's like, oh, great. It's a bone. Ah, yeah. It's not. A million laughs. Or that's a good one. Not a bone at all. My grandmother, she's all excited I got a wiener dog. She sent me, she knitted him a sweater. That's the kind of, you know, I feel sorry for her, you know, knitting this dog a sweater. But she sent me this sweater, and I don't want to make the dog wear it, you know. It's humiliating for the dog, you know, wear a sweater. It's ridiculous, you know. And then I figure, what happens, like, the dog gets lost, you know. He's wearing a sweater. What the hell? That's got to be 10 here in New York, you know. Just mean streets if you're a, you know, wiener dog in a cardigan. They don't, you know, they don't last too long. Hey, thanks a lot, folks. You've been great.
Person is the anchor of the weekend update on the very popular television program Saturday Night Live. Do me a favor, folks. Please welcome him back to the program. Here's Norm MacDonald. Norm! Up in the office earlier this afternoon,
is
we
there
were
no
at
one on your planet who behaves
very,
in a way that's
funny. A
contrary to
yeah, very
reality?
Amusing stuff.
Thanks, man.
How did you get your start in? I know you originally was a stand-up comedian, but how did that begin?
Le cheval au fond de la mer. Il embarque sur la montagne.
And so a lot of we don't do much show business in Canada, and then.
Overlap.
They called me from the States to do the show, you know, Star Search?
Star Search, yeah, Ed McMahon, the Star Search.
Ed McMahon. Yeah. And so it was the international Star Search. It was a special Star Search.
Because you're Canadian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I was in that, and then I lost. It was horrible.
Oh.
I got the lowest score, like, ever.
Really?
Yeah. And that's what they told me. And so I was up against guys that were much more international. Like, there was one guy, he was from Africa, and he had, like, a big robe and a hat. And then another guy from Australia, and he had a hat, too.
And then, note the maximum and minimum limit values.
Yeah, you needed the hat, sure.
I didn't have a hat.
So, we are not the people you think we are.
All my stuff
I don't
funny.
Understand.
No, that's... No, all the hats in the world won't help.
Is there air? You don't know. So, nobody knows.
I went on. It was really humiliating.
Oh,
you know?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Nobody laughed. Even Ed didn't laugh. That I knew I was doing bad.
Ed McMahon wasn't laughing.
That's what he does for a living.
Yeah, more or less, sure.
So, he was taking some time off while I was out there. And, he was just glaring at me there. And
the lowest contact on the vertical bank has no electrical function, only a mechanical one.
You know, everybody knew I was going to lose.
But weird.
You have to go out with the other guy and with the guys with the hats, and I knew I was going to lose. And then, you know, he goes like, another tough decision for the judges. The that was the only time I heard laugh. He said, Arch Allen, Canadian, and Norm MacDonald receives Star Trek 7 three quarters of a star.
That's not good at all.
I figured out later that if you get three quarters of a star, three guys had to give me one star, and then one guy gave me none.
Well, you persevered and succeeded in spite of that. One of the nice things when you do a weekly variety show like Saturday Night Live and you have a different guest...
John the Hat, it's hard to ignore. Really can I ask where Darga Shargavan comes from?
It's just a word on a hat, isn't it?
Sure, but it seems unusual. Is it a statement? Famous.
No, it's a hat I like, that's all.
I'm so obsessed with Labubus. I just bought this one and I think it's the cutest thing ever. Comment down below if you think I should put it on my purse or if that's Chugi.
Actually, I am a non-existent AI beauty. The age of AI influencers is coming.
Go ahead and select design with AI. Here, you're going to need a prompt to describe your influencer's look. I recommend going to ChatGPT and asking it to write you a prompt and describe all the details of how you want your influencer to look, such as hair color, location, and lighting.
I will sell your product like this facial cream.
Or I can do an unboxing.
Matcha, journaling, sunlight, but you'll also catch me down in tequila with the hour. Today, I'm going to show you guys how to make an ad influencer just like her. Let's get started.
And today, I'll show you exactly how to make your own AI influencer. From start to finish.
In this video, we'll show you how we generated this AI influencer absolutely free.
By the end of this video, you'll have a step-by-step process to create your own AI influencer from scratch.
Today's tutorial, I will show how to create AI influencer like this one.
Today, we will make ultra-realistic AI models, and we'll also make 100% realistic AI influencer videos together.
In this video, let's show you how to build an AI influencer from scratch that is designed for one thing, to generate
subtle freckles, minimal makeup, relaxed hair, yoga mat, cozy apartment background, warm sunlight, natural candid pose, shoulders up composition, grounded UGC vibe, friendly energy, realistic lighting, and skin.
This is why you should not believe everything you see on the internet. Take a look at Mia Zaloo. She's an influencer known for her fashion content, and she recently went viral for appearing at Wimbledon. Here's the thing. She wasn't actually ever there because she's not real. You're looking at AI. This is artificial intelligence.
Hello guys, if you're wondering how to make this AI with a celebrity, I got you.
The so-called AI slop all over the internet these days.
Angela Carter here, live.
Is getting less sloppy.
Disaster, just kidding, I'm not real.
With hyper-realistic AI-generated sham news clips circulating, often presented as a joke.
Ina Brooks, reporting live from Ocean.
But what's becoming not so funny, how easily reality can be confused with the fakes.
Fake broadcasting.
Can you little rascal?
Saturday night. When do they film the show? Do you know? They don't film it live.
I got you, Grandma!
They do it on Saturday night.
Let's go!
So we're seeing it as their
poet Talisha Nikki Jones has created an AI R&B singer named Zanaya Monet, a digital alter ego that lets her turn her poetry into music. Now, Zanaya has a number one single on a Billboard R&B chart.
Am I single?
And not everyone's cheering. Some fans of Zanaya say they felt misled after learning she was not human.
Maybe, but also technically I'm stored on a server in Iowa.
Every business will use me.
Rumors will believe anything I say.
I am as real as you make me.
The Oscar winner now signing a deal with AI software company 11 Labs to produce a virtual replica of his voice.
Hello, custodian. I'm Wesley Crusher.
Hello, Wesley. Your voice will now activate third level clearance.
What does the custodian do?
It frees us from all burden, takes care of all our needs. It regulates our lives.
Is it fun?
It's all right, you know, it didn't work out.
Damn, Dad, wake up! You need to get Energizer batteries!
There's three.
There aren't any coyotes out here. I am going to eat them.
A geek.
Is that a fucking gorilla? I knew it!
Mabel, let's see what you've just won. It's a brand new coffin. You lucky bitch. And remember, help control the pet population and your pet spayed or neutered. Get back, stay back, come out of here. Hey, miss, are you ready? Take a look right over there. A lifetime supply of food! This might be the least amount we'll spend on a prize ever!
You are supposed to be terrified, not giggling.
I'm trying, Mr. Spock, I really am.
All right, take two. Captain, the anomaly is... There she goes.
The anomaly is just too handsome.
That's not in the script.
Cut! Would you like to see me as a nurse? Maybe you'd like to see me on the away team? Or would you like to see me as captain?
It has no soul. And it gave the woman seven fingers. It's just lazy.
A data center campus like this can consume as much power and water as an entire city.
Tonight, high school athletic director under arrest for allegedly framing a Baltimore principal with AI-generated audio.
Let's show her what she's won. Lifetime supply of seasoning. Well, good. Now your cooking won't taste like shit. You stupid fucker. Get off my fucking show now. Oh, my God.
Fake broadcasting.
But I want to get famous, you know, that's my thing. Not famous enough.
Fake broadcasting.
Down the street, right? Like you, you know, where your life is. Your life is hell, but I want to. I'd get famous enough so that if I had, you know, if I ever had, like, you know, a problem with my liver or something, I'd get another one quick.
And it's nice to know that you have that as kind of an insurance policy. But you, I know you, in addition to the television work, you've got films, you've worked in movies, you've been in a couple of films, haven't you?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like that kind of work?
Yeah, I'm not a good actor, but I was called Billy Madison, my buddy Adam Sandler, put me in the movie. Because I had nothing to do that.
Needed a guy to act in the role.
So, it was a lot of fun, but it was in the heat, and at one point I passed out.
No.
And it was like, I was supposed to be lying on a lawn chair, that was a big thing. They tell you to do something funny, and so I was lying on a lawn chair, and all of a sudden it was like so hot out, I got like, later they told me like sensor, and then I passed out, and then they chucked a bunch of ice on me, and I woke up, and they were very concerned, because I guess if a guy dies on a movie, it's not good.
No. No.
Especially a guy that they didn't even like.
What's a real damper on those ticket sales? So you're all right, though. It's a buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay.
No, it wasn't my liver.
Yeah. You're Canadian, right?
Yeah, from Canada.
Yeah, where about Canada?
Quebec City.
Yeah. Now, are they removing themselves from the rest of the province and the country?
Yeah, they're going to be leaving.
They really? Did that vote go through? Wasn't that a referendum or something in Canada?
Yeah, well, they're French.
Yeah, I understand.
So we don't really care.
Oh, you don't care?
Let's make the most of this beautiful day.
What the hell? I think what let's do. Let's you and me, right after the show, get ourselves cleaned up real nice. Would you want to dinner with me, affair?
Oh, man, she was the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
And a fine actress. Have you seen her act recently?
She played.
You know what I saw was Alice. I loved Alice. God, that was
awesome, neighbor.
Yeah.
All right. Norm, let's see. Is the show, are you doing a show this weekend?
Yeah, who's Gabriel Burns.
Yeah, Gabriel Burns. Fine actor.
He's great. Yeah, he's famous. He can get a liver like that.
There you go. Norm MacDonald, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. We're going to do another commercial, and we'll continue here with George Clooney. Come on back.
The social fabric of yoga is said to bring relief from tension, improve circulation.
I'm thankful because it's a new word in the English language, and this year I get to OJ the turkey.
Develop poise.
I'm thankful for my wonderful new baby boy, pure joy, and is currently getting shared.
Whether you're aiming to improve your figure or revitalize your mental outlook, Hatha Yoga is for you. Hatha Yoga is seen on Channel 21 each weekday afternoon at 2 and again at 10 p.m. Yogini Kathleen Hitchcock has written a study guide to accompany the course. It's yours free with a $10 membership contribution to Channel 21. Or you may send for the guide only for $3.
I got to tell you, that's some of the best order for $10 we've ever had on the show.
Monthly 21 program schedule, would like to mention and those wonderful musicians are members of four groups, Brave Old World, Capellia, the Klezmetics, and the Klezmer Conservatory Band. So, thank you.
Thank you. Very exciting. Very festive. Yes. And what do we, what should we know about Klezmer? What does it mean? What is it?
Well, Klezmer is as close as Jewish soul music.
Jewish soul music?
And Klezmer actually means instrument of song.
Well,
and some people would go and would have their various instruments and would just play for weddings and of course, as you could hear, you know, you would have like very long weddings. You would dance like 7 days with kind of music like that.
Perfect when you're snowbound here in the theater.
Oh, sure.
It's great to see you again. Happy 1996. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you
very much. Whenever you want to come in and play anything, you're always welcome. Okay. Yes, sir. My thanks also to Sam Neill and our correspondent from Ohio.
The placement of the toothpick is to prevent good lighting and proper positioning of the light source.
So when Norm gets himself dug out, we'll have him on the show at his earliest possible convenience. But Norm MacDonald, apparently a victim of the storm of 1996. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Paulie Shore will be here for the entire hour. If Pauly Shore gets through it, Norm MacDonald is snowed in the green room. I don't know. Do me a favor now. Now stay tuned for Tom Snyder on the Late Late Show. And by the way, today is Tom's first anniversary of being on the air here at CBS with the Late Late Show. Congratulations to Tom and his entire staff. We'll see you tomorrow night. Enjoy the snow. Good night, everybody.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Sir, is it bouncing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, 1298 Madison, West of State Capitol Lounge, Memphis, Tennessee. My famous customer was Elvis Presley. But no, nobody ever called him. He always had on some kind of hat or cap or sunshades. You'd never know it was him if you didn't know it was Elvis.
Okay, are both of you going to do the spot or just who's going to do the spot?
Ready?
To the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, damn the luck, we're out of time. I want to thank Pauly Shore for being here and, of course, all the joke-telling kids. Ashley Judd, by the way. How about a nice welcome for Ashley?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the blizzard, Dave. It's relentless.
How do I sound over here?
We've run out of time, and I would ask you to come back another night. We'll talk about you and your life and your family and the motion picture Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. Yes. But thank you very much, and please come back another time.
Let's see, I'll just ask you some basic questions.
We won't let it happen again.
I'm going to eat so much room service on this tab.
There you go. That's the spirit. And I'm told that Norm MacDonald, who was also supposed to be with us this evening because of the blizzard, has snowed in and could not be here. And we will schedule him.
If you want to talk, I'm sure.
Thanks. Thanks for watching, everybody. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll start it. Or we could just go to the sleep and go.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much. That was very, very impressive. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you have to pay these guys?
I didn't think
about that. Sure, you just write the overture. You don't worry about paying them. How do you think of this stuff?
Miss Presley, it somehow just pops out.
Underwent his terminal event while he was on this mode. And in fact, his colon was impacted with a clay-like substance, which would have made it.
You can study that in the cab.
Difficult, not impossible, to have.
It was a great pleasure having you here. And good luck in your life.
And there is known to medical science a phenomenon called Valsalva maneuver, in which, in pressing the abdomen or pressing very hard against
the bowel, he apparently is stranded,
the aorta,
and so we'll schedule him
and
another
cause
evening.
A cardiac
thanks for watching,
still.
Ladies
so that
and gentlemen.
Is a
have a great evening. Good night, folks.
Cause of his death.
I was the one that took the sheet off. I looked at him, and I was looking right into the face still. We had three men that picked him up, so it took three of them.
Normally, we'd
three send two men
very,
on a call
very
to pick
impressive.
Up a body.
Now, let me ask
this
you a couple questions. Do you have to pay these
because
guys?
Because we did not know how big Elvis would be.
I didn't think about that. Sure, you just write the overture. You don't worry about paying them. How do you think of this stuff?
We did not need to use but one mattress, so we took one of the top mattress out.
That's very impressive.
And laid him on the bottom mattress, and he was so large that he filled up the casket, and you could see him. That's the way
and
we had him lying in a beautiful
like
state.
Study that in the cab.
We took the other mattress and put
thank
it up
you very
in three
much.
Sections.
It was a great pleasure having you here, and good luck in your life and your career. And thanks to all the
George
Nikopoulos. It was delightful having you here. My thanks also to Sandra Bullock, of course, and Marlon Wayans. Now, let me mention one thing. Norm MacDonald was supposed to be with us tonight, but because of the storm, he apparently is stranded, and so we'll schedule him another evening.
But I kind of felt responsible for him.
Have a great evening.
Was his... his weight gain and trying to figure out ways to for him to exercise and lose weight, which he really wasn't interested in most of the time. And having him on the road, we could control his food better than we could at home.
Because they had him on a strict diet one time, had food coming in from California. Boy. And, sometime he would eat it and sometime he wouldn't. He said that's the only thing he got any enjoyment out of was eating. And he wanted to eat whatever he wanted. He wanted. Lamar fights. He weighed about 350 pounds. But he had that operation and taking part of his stomach. Last time I seen him, he's about your side.
He decided that we weren't doing any good with his diet in Memphis, so he wanted to go to Vegas and try a diet out there. And I think this diet was nothing but papaya juice. His dream was that he could, that the doctor at that could put him to sleep for 2 or 3 weeks, and he would wake up after he's been on this formula, and he would have lost 20 pounds. Turned out this formula juice was so high in calories, he gained weight out there.
I'd say the last time I went to Vegas, it had been almost 2 months since I'd seen him, and it was like a big change. I mean, he was a lot bigger. I mean, when I walked in the room, it was almost like I didn't know who he was. Elvis was, you know, it's happening, you know, and it was just like, the show must go on.
call you back.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you, and I love you so. Baby, now love me tender, love me true. All my dreams fulfill.
Beagle, hit a ride up on an eagle, read a catalog from Spiegel. Gone and do it, do it, do it. Gone and do it, do it, do it. Hey, do it, do it, do it, but do it good, good. If you read the album cover by now, you know that my name is what my name is. When I came in here to try and do this, something I've never done before, Mr. Jones, Booker T, said to me, don't worry about it. Just do what you do and do it good. Was made for cooking, and eyes was made for looking. Gone and do it, do it, do it. Gone and do it, do it, do it. And do it, do it, do it, but do it good.
Do it good. in the middle of the night. She lit a Roman candle and she shut out the light. Betty drew a picture of a golden calf. She stood there like a statue and watched her family ripped in half. You know what to do. If ever you're in trouble, honey, I'm in trouble too. Trouble too.